In this morning session,
在上周的,
we'll begin by looking at the foundation of faith.
我们开始看就是信心的根基。
Now, faith is so important.
信心是这么重要。
We've heard so much about faith.
我们听过关于信心的很多教导。
In fact, we know what faith can do.
其实我们知道信心能够做些什么。
We know about faith.
我们知道信心。
But many believers don't know what is faith.
但其实很多信徒不知道信心是什么。
They don't know how to put their faith to work.
他们不知道怎样用信心带来果效。
From time to time, people here have faith in God.
我们很多时听到对神有信心。
But the question is, how do I have faith in God?
但问题是我们怎样对神有信心呢?
How do I put my faith to work?
我怎样令到我信心带来果效呢?
Let's start from the book of Habakkuk.
我们打开哈巴谷书。
Habakkuk chapter 2.
哈巴谷书第二章。
We will read verse 4.
第四节。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
哈巴谷书,
2章, chapter 2 verse
4
第四节。 Let's read together. The Bible says there, the just shall live by his faith.
义人必一信得生。
There is no other way for the just to live but by his faith.
义人唯有是靠着他信心才可以得生。
Let's read Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
我们读, 罗马书一章,
Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
一章十七节。
We see there again the Bible says the just shall live by faith.
我们再次见到义人必因信得生。
Now, Galatians chapter 3 verse 11.
加拉太书第三章第十一节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 11.
加拉太书三章十一节。
Let's read.
我们一起读。
We see again the Bible repeating for the third time that the just shall live by faith.
我们看到圣经第三次重复义人必因信得生。
Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38.
希伯来书第十章第三十八节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38.
十章第三十八节。 找到一起读。
Now, we'll see again for the fourth time, the Bible is saying the just shall live by faith.
我们看到第四次就是义人必因信得生。
Four times in the Bible,
圣经有四次这样说。
We see God saying to his people,
见到神怎样提醒他的子民。
That the righteous man,
就是义人,
the believer,
就是那个信徒,
the Christian,
基督徒,
will live his life by faith.
就是因为信而得到生命。
Now, this shows that the life of faith is not an option.
就是看到那个以信得生不是一个选择。
The life of faith is what you need to know because that is God's prescription.
因信得生是你必须知道，因为是神给你的处方。
The just shall live by faith.
就是义人必一信得生。
So if the righteous person does not understand faith,
假如那个义人不明白信心呢?
Then the righteous person finds it very difficult to live.
义人就会发觉生活很艰难。
Because God did not expect him to live by any other means but by faith.
因为神根本不期待他用别的方法去生活，是单单是靠信心的。
Let's read again Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
我们再读希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。 人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，
Now, so you see again the Bible saying, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
这里圣经说，人非有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
So you can't approach God without faith.
所以你来到神面前，就一定要有信。
This shows the importance of the subject of faith.
这里是告诉我们信心的重要。
We don't need to know about faith,
我们不需要听到信心。
But we need to know what faith is,
我们要知道信心是什么。
And we need to know how to make our faith to work.
我们要知道怎样令我们的信心带来果效。
Now, what is the scripture saying to us?
圣经怎样跟我们说?
In other words, for you to be healed, you have to come to God with your faith.
即是说如果你想得到医治，你一定要来到带着信心来到神面前。
For you to walk in dominion, you have to come to God with your faith.
假如你要带着权柄去做的时候，你一定要有信心。
For you to walk in the blessing, it has to be your faith.
假如你要带着祝福去活的时候，你一定要有信心。
For you to walk in abundance, it has to be your faith.
假如你要生活有丰足的时候，你一定要有信心。
For you to enjoy the blessings of God in your life, it has to be by your faith.
你要享受神的祝福的时候，你必须有信心。
For you to exercise authority over the powers of the enemy, it has to be your faith.
假如你要以权柄胜过仇敌的时候，你必须有信心。
Because the Bible says without faith,It is impossible to please God.
因为圣经说，假如没有信心，你是不可以讨神喜悦。
Because the just shall live his life by faith.
因为义人必因信得生。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So faith is not an option.
所以信心不是一个选择。
Faith is God's recommendation for living.
信心是神叫我们靠着而活的。
So for the Christian,
所以对基督徒来说，
if there is a problem with faith,
假如你对信心是有问题，
there will be a problem with every area of your life.
对你生活呢是绝对有影响。
Because faith life is God's prescription for you.
因为有信心的生活就是神给你的处方。
Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ said you need to have faith in God.
所以耶稣说你一定要对神有信心。
Now in the book of Mark, in the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 11,
在马可福音十一章，
something happened there.Jesus Christ was coming and he saw a fig tree.
耶稣见到一个无花果树。
And he expected to find fruit on it.
佢咧期待有嗰度有啲果实。
Let's read from verse 12, Mark chapter 11 from verse 12.
马可福音十一章十二节。
We'll read verse 12 to 14.
十二读到十四节。
And then we'll read verse 20 to 24.
然之后再读到二十到廿。
12 to 14.
十二到十四，二十到廿四，我哋揾咗一齐读。第二天，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣来。早晨，他们从那里经过，到那里，我一想起
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Now Jesus was coming and he saw this fig tree.
耶稣来到见到一个无花果树。
And he expected to find fruit on it.
佢期待系见到上面有果实。
Because the fig tree had leaves on it.
因为嗰个无花果树有树叶。
And when Jesus approached the fig tree,
当耶稣去到个无花果树前，
he discovered that there was no fruit there.
佢发觉上面冇果实。
And then he spoke to the tree.
所以佢就对嗰棵树
讲， Let no man eat fruit from you anymore.
让某人呢在你度再拿到果实。
And the Bible says that the disciples of Jesus heard what he said.
圣经讲到他们门徒听到耶稣所
说的。So he didn't just speak in his mind, he spoke out.
他不是，即是说他不是想的，他真的讲出来。
And the following morning,
第二天早晨，
they were passing by the same place.
他们呢经过同一个地方。
And the disciples saw that the tree was dead.
那些门徒见到那个无花果树已经死了。
And they said to Jesus, The tree you cursed yesterday is dead.
就話你所咒咗嘅無花果樹都枯乾。
How did that happen?
佢點可以發生？你點樣做㗎？
Jesus responded by saying,
耶穌就話,
Have faith in God.
你們當信服神。
So it is an act of faith.
呢個就係信心嘅行動。
Now I want to say to you this morning,
我今朝想提醒大家,
that the four words that Jesus said, have faith in God.
耶穌所講嘅，你們當信服神。
They are the very key to the life of any believer.
就是對每一個信徒裏面一個很重要的。
You have to have faith in God.
你們一定要有神,
for you to walk with God.
以致你可以同神同行。
You have to have faith in God.
你一定要對神有信心。
For things to happen in your life.
以致事情在你身上都發生。
You have to have faith in God.
你必須對神有信心。
For you to walk with God.
以致你可以與神同行。
Because without faith,
因為沒有信心,
it is impossible to please God.
就不可以討神喜悅。
God has not changed his principles.
神不會改變他的原則。
In Malachi chapter 3 verse 6,
馬拉基書, 3章,
God says there,
在那裡這樣說,
he says, I am the Lord, I do not change.
我是神,
so God has not changed his principles.
神沒有改變他的原則。
You need to have faith in God.
你一定必須對神有信心。
Now, turn with me to Galatians chapter 3.
打開加拉太書第三章。
This morning we are looking at the foundation of faith.
今早我們看, 信心的根基。
Why is faith so important?
為什麼信心這麼重要呢?
Why does God want you to have faith?
為什麼神要你有信心?
Why does he want you to live the life of faith?
為什麼要你活出一個有信心的生活呢?
We want to look in Galatians chapter 3.
我們要打開加拉太書第三章。
Apostle Paul established the church of the Galatians.
使徒保羅是建立加拉太教會。
And after Apostle Paul left,
當保羅走的時候,
some people came to the church and began to teach other doctrines.
有些人來到教會就教另外一些教義。
And they were teaching them to obey the laws of Moses.
就是教他們要服從摩西的律法。
And Apostle Paul had to write this letter to them.
使徒保羅要寫一封信給他們。
Now we're going to read from verse 1.
第一節,我們從第三章第一節。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太書三章一節。
We will read verse 1 and 2 first of all.
首先讀一至二節。
Let's read.
無知的加拉太人啊，耶穌基督的十字架已經用我作你們的血，誰有米白的你們呢？我知道你們們死了的，你們受了赦免，是因為他們所殺，是因為他們所受的，是因為他們所受的，你們沒有理他們的罪人。
Now, verse 1 and 2. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, Apostle Paul wrote to them.
使徒保羅這樣寫,
he said, hey, you Galatians, something must have gone wrong with you.
一定是你搞錯了些事,
it seems there is a spell cast on you.
好像有個咒詛臨到你,
he said, you have accepted Christ.
你已經接受了耶穌基督,
you have received Christ.
你已經相信耶穌基督,
you have a picture of Christ set before you.
你有耶穌基督的圖像在你面前。
He said, but I want to ask you a question.
我要問你一條問題。
When you receive the Spirit,
當你領受聖靈的時候,
when the Holy Ghost came upon you,
當聖靈臨到你那裡的時候,
was it by the works of the law,
是不是靠著行律法呢?
Or by the hearing of faith?
還是聽見那個福音呢?
The Apostle Paul was making them to understand here,
保羅是要他們明白,
that when the Holy Ghost came upon you,
當聖靈臨到你那裡,
how did you receive the Holy Spirit?
你怎樣領受聖靈呢?
Was it by practice of the law?
就是為了行律法呢?
Or by hearing of faith?
還是聽到那個福音呢?
Now this suggests here,
這裡是講到,
that the receiving of the Holy Spirit,
即是說呢, 領受聖靈呢,
was purely an act of faith.
其實是信心,
it was their faith in God,
其實是他在神的信心,
that even made them to receive the Holy Spirit. Now look at verse 5 again.
看見第五節,
let's read verse 5.
第五節, 打賜給你們的聖靈, 又在你們中間,
是因你們行律法呢?
Now Apostle Paul went forward and said here, he said, when you receive the Spirit,
這裡講到,
And miracles were worked in your meetings.
当中有神迹奇事的时候,
how did the miracles happen?
那个神迹奇事是怎样发生的?
Was it by the practice of the law?
是为,
of the works of the law?
是因为行律法呢?
Or by the hearing of faith?
定义说是听信福音?
So miracles happen by the hearing of faith.
神迹奇事发生是因为听信福音,
not by the laws.
不是为了律法,
not by the works of the law.
不是行律法,
so a man received the Spirit by faith.
当你领受圣灵的时候,
a man received miracles by faith.
定义说是, 领受,
so when there is no faith,
当没有信心的时候,
there cannot be miracles.
就不能够有神迹奇事.
So Paul was talking to the Galatians.
保罗是跟加拉太人说,
he said, I'm surprised what is happening to you.
我真的对你发生的事,
when you receive the Spirit,
当你领受圣灵的时候,
how did the Spirit come upon you?
圣灵是怎样来到你当中的?
It was by hearing of faith.
就是听见福音.
When miracles were worked among you,
当你当中有神迹奇事,
it was by hearing of faith.
就是听到信心.
According as the scripture says,
圣经这么说,
in Romans chapter 10 verse 17,
罗马书十章,
where it says faith comes by hearing,
我说信心是同听,
and hearing by the word of God.
听到是同,
so Paul was saying to them,
保罗是这样跟他们说,
you heard the word of God.
你听见神的话语,
faith built in your heart.
信心就在你心里面去,
that's why you receive the Spirit.
所以你就领受圣灵.
That was why miracles were worked among you.
所以神迹奇事就在你当中发生.
So miracles are acts of faith.
所以神迹奇事就是信心的行.
Now I want you to repeat these words with me.
我想你跟着我一起讲.
Baptism in the Holy Spirit and miracles are works of faith.
圣灵充满就是, miracles.
Baptism in the Holy Spirit
在, 领受那个圣灵的充满,
and miracles
神迹奇事
are works of faith.
就是, 信心的工作.
I want you to say it.
我想你一起讲.
Let's say it. Repeat it. Okay, let's be this way. Baptism in the Holy Spirit are works of faith.
圣灵充满就是信心的,
miracles are works of faith.
神迹奇事是信心的工作.
Now, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, after Apostle Paul said that,
当保罗这么说之后,
he now went to the very foundation.
他就去到那个根基里面.
Now, we're going to look at the foundation.
我想看一下根基.
Why do we have to live by faith?
为什么我们要靠着信心而活?
Let's go to verse 6.
第六节.
We are going to read from verse 6.
我们要从第六节读,
to verse 9.
读到第九节.
Verse 6 to verse 9.
到六节第九节. 2 is the hearing of faith, but in Chinese is the hearing of the gospel.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主.
So Apostle Paul decided to go into the very foundation.
所以保罗去到根基当中.
Now remember, the Galatians were Gentiles.
记住加拉太人是一个外邦人.
They were not Jewish people.
当中是没有犹太人.
So, the Galatians are just like you and me.
加拉太人就好像我和你一样.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now he wanted to explain to them,
他想向他们解释,
the very foundation of faith.
就是信心的根基.
And then he began to link it with Abraham.
他就, 联系到亚伯拉罕.
So you cannot discuss faith without Abraham.
所以你不能够知道信心, 不认识亚伯拉罕.
So Apostle Paul said, let's go to the very foundation.
所以我们去到那个根基的当中.
He said, even as Abraham believed God,
即使亚伯拉罕信神,
and it was put to his account for righteousness,
这就算他为他的义.
He said, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
所以你们知道以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙.
Now I want to read from this translation.
我想, 读另一个英文的译本.
The translation says, he said, even as Abraham had faith in God and it was put to his account for righteousness,
因为亚伯拉罕凭着信心行的时候，就算为他。Be
certain then that those who are of faith, the same are sons of Abraham.
所以呢，我同样有信心嘅，就系亚伯拉罕嘅子孙。
And the holy writings see before the event that God will give the Gentiles righteousness by faith.
圣经又话，神会将嗰个义系俾外邦人。
Get the good news before to Abraham, say, in you will all the nations have a blessing.
所以那个好信息就是说你们都会蒙福。
So then those who are of faith have a part in the blessing of Abraham who was full of faith.
所以哪个是有信心的，就会在亚伯拉罕的祝福当中是有一份。
So he went to Abraham.
所以他就讲到亚伯拉罕。
How did Abraham become righteous?
亚伯拉罕怎样称为义呢？
Very simple.
很简单。
By faith.
就是凭着信心。
By believing what God said.
相信神所讲的一切。
The Bible says that Abraham believed God.
圣经说亚伯拉罕相信神。
And it was put to his account for righteousness.
这就算为他的义。
Now, he went ahead and said, everyone also who believes God like Abraham will be counted righteous.
他就说，哪个好像亚伯拉罕那么相信神，就会算为他的义。
Is that because the scriptures, or the scriptures,
是因为圣经啦,
foreseeing that God will bring you and I to himself by faith.
就是圣经预先知道神会将外邦人
already preached the message of faith to Abraham.
是已经传那个信心的信息给亚伯拉罕。
So when God met with Abraham,
当神与亚伯拉罕相遇的时候,
and told Abraham,
就告诉亚伯拉罕,
in Genesis chapter 12,
在创世纪12章,
verses 2 and 3,
第二三节,
that through you,
藉着你,
I will bless all the nations of the earth.
万国因而得福。
Apostle Paul was saying,
保罗使徒保罗说,
at that point, God was saying to Abraham,
在当时呢，同亚伯拉罕讲，a time
will come,
时候会到,
when I will bring all the Gentiles to myself,
我就将所有外邦人带到我当中,
and it will be by faith,
就是会凭着信心。
So God already preached that to Abraham before the coming of Christ.
其实神就，当耶稣来到之前，神已经将这个信息系话咗俾亚伯拉罕听。
That was why when God met with Abraham, it was on the platform of faith.
所以神与亚伯拉罕相遇嘅时候，其实就喺信心嘅根基上面。
So the Bible says, so then everyone that walks in faith, they are a part in the blessing of Abraham.
所以哪个是凭信心而行的，他就会在亚伯拉罕的祝福当中是有份。
Because Abraham got the blessing by faith.
因为亚伯拉罕凭着信心去得到那个祝福。
And everyone that walks by faith is now a son of Abraham.
哪个是凭信心而行的，就是属于亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So what is the scripture saying here?
所以圣经这里说什么？
Faith connects you to the blessing of Abraham.
信心将你联系到亚伯拉罕的祝福当中。
And God has already decided that this is how he will bring the Gentiles to himself.
其实神一早就决定是用这样的方法将外邦人带到他的当中。
And he preached that unto Abraham.
他就将这个信息向亚伯拉罕去讲。
Now let me ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
How did you become a Christian?
你怎样去成为基督徒啊?
Very simple.
很简单。
By the hearing of faith.
就是听见个福音啦。
Somebody preached to you.
有一个人同你传福音。
You heard about Jesus Christ.
你听过关于耶稣基督。
Either by someone preaching.
或者是传道人啦。
Or on television.
或者在电视啦。
Or reading a manual or something.
或者读书啦。
There was a hearing about Christ.
就是听见关于基督的。
And there was a believing in your heart.
就是你心里面有相信,
that Jesus is the Son of God.
就是耶稣是神的儿子。
That's why you are a Christian.
所以你就是成为基督徒。
That's why you are here this morning.
所以你今天就在这里。
Now, let's confirm that from Ephesians chapter 2.
我们在以弗所书找到一些证据。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Let's read verses 8 and 9.
第八和第九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
你们不够。
Now we want to look at salvation.
我想睇下救恩。
How did you become a Christian?
你点样成为基督徒
？The Bible says.
圣经咁讲。
For by grace you are saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
But how did that grace manifest?
呢个恩典系点样去彰显出嚟咧
？The grace of salvation.
得救嘅恩典。
Manifested through faith.
系藉住信心去彰显出嚟嘅。
True faith. When you are coming here this morning,
当你今朝嚟到嘅时候
，some of you came through the NTR.
有啲人直住地铁嚟啦。
You pass through a channel.
你行过一条通道啦。
So what is the channel?
嗰个通道系咩啊
？That makes grace to be effective.
就系令到个恩典能够系有效嘅咧。
It is the channel of faith.
就是那个信心的渠道
For example,
例如
In the book of Titus, letter of Titus chapter 2,
提多书第二章十一到十四节
Okay, let's just read verse 11.
或者先读十一节先
Titus chapter 2, verse 11 alone.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出了
Now we want to look at salvation as a case study this morning.
我们今早要看一下恩典救恩这个个案
Remember, we have read in Ephesians that by grace you are saved through faith.
我哋喺头先喺以弗所书啦，系因着恩典我哋得救。
Here again, it says the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
呢度讲到，因为神救众人嘅恩典已经显明出嚟。
You know, we are used to saying this word, saved by grace, saved by grace, saved by grace.
我哋成日讲到因住恩典去得救啦。
Now the grace for salvation，
恩典得救嘅恩典
，has appeared to how many people？
对好多人嚟讲
，how many people who can answer us？
有几多人系得到
？The grace has appeared to how many people？
边个有得过恩典噶
？Yeah， all people，
所有人系咪
？So which means there is enough grace，
即系话有足够嘅恩典
，released by God。
藉住神释放出嚟
，to save the 6 billion people upon the earth right now。
拯救地上60亿嘅人口。
There is enough grace，
即系话有足够嘅恩典
，released by God，
系神释放出嚟
，to save the whole of Hong Kong。
拯救整个香港
，to save the whole of China，
拯救整个中国
，to save the 6 billion people upon the earth。
拯救地上的60亿人口。
But why is it that the 6 billion people are not saved?
点解唔系全部61亿嘅人都得救咧
？Because some people have not chosen to allow grace to be the channel through which the grace will flow.
因为有啲人冇选择到个恩典成为咧佢去到嘅祝福嘅渠道。
Do you get my point?
你明唔明啊
？Are you getting it right now?
你明白嗎
so the grace has been poured.
所以恩典係已經傾到出嚟。
Upon all men.
喺地上。
The grace for salvation.
救恩個恩典。
All men.
所有嘅人。
Can be saved.
每一個人都能夠得救。
Why?
點解咧
？Because the grace has been poured.
因為個恩典已經傾到出嚟啦。
Upon all men.
係臨到所有嘅人。
But why is it that all men are not saved?
但係點解唔係所有人都已經得救咧？
Not all men have applied faith.
因为唔系所有人都系应用到嗰个恩典。
How did you get saved?
你点样得到
How did you get saved?
你点样得到救恩
？You applied faith.
因为你将你嘅信心系应用出嚟。
So the grace for salvation.
所以救赎嗰恩典咧
，began to walk in your life.
系喺你生命中能够运作。
Now, what does that translate to?
应该即系话讲紧啲乜嘢
？There is enough grace to heal everybody in the world。
即系话咧，神嘅恩典系足够去医治世上所有人。
There is enough grace to heal every sickness in the world。
即系话，神嘅恩典系足够医治地上所有嘅疾病。
But why is every sickness not healed？
但唔系每一个疾病都能够得医治咧
？Why is everybody not healed？
但唔系点解人人都能够得救咧
？Why？
为什么啊
Not everybody has channeled that grace through faith.
因为不是啲人唔系能够让呢个恩典咧，系透过信心去行到出嚟。
So if somebody is not healed,
所以有啲人咧，假如佢唔系得到医治，
it's not the will of God for that person not to be healed.
唔系神嘅心意唔让呢个人得医治。
Grace to be healed has been released.
因为能够令你得罪医治嘅恩典系已经释放咗出嚟啦。
But the channel of faith has not been well understood.
但是信心的渠道是大家都不太明白。
Are you still here with me?
是明不明啊?
Are you still here with me?
你是不是在这里啊?
So if there is anything you are expecting from God,
假如你期待神,
你一直求, oh Lord, your word promises me this.
神啊，你应许我这个。
And it appears as if you've not seen it.
但是你是没有这样做过。
And you get confused, Lord, what is happening?
咁你就好混乱啊！发生咩事咧
？The grace has been released.
个恩典系已经释放出嚟。
But without faith to channel the grace.
因为冇信心去通去嗰个恩典嗰度嘅时候
，grace cannot work.
嗰个恩典系唔能够有果效。
Now, I want you to tell your neighbor you need your faith.
你同你隔篱讲，你需要你嘅信心。
As a channel for the grace of God.
作为去神嘅恩典嘅渠道。
Let's say one more time. You need your faith.
讲多次，你需要你嘅信心。
As a channel for the grace of God.
作为去到神恩典嘅渠道。
Now tell your neighbor, grace has been released.
话俾隔篱听， 恩典系已经释放出嚟。
But grace needs faith to work.
是恩典，是需要信心，佢以致佢先可以运作。
Hallelujah.